Welcome to this edition of Coordinator's Corner. I'm here with Todd Haley. Big win in Baltimore last Sunday, and big rushing numbers, and it was against the Ravens in Baltimore, which is not an easy thing to do. What was working well for the running game last Sunday?
Well, I think just our mentality. We went into that game knowing, you know, you can get in trouble pretty easy there, hostile environment, you know, and it's one of the louder places to play. And you know, we kind of went in with the mentality that we were going to play it close to the vest, and punting the ball wasn't a bad thing. But, you know, the guys committed to it. We committed to it, and I thought we moved the ball very well starting with that first drive.
In some of the earlier games this season and even last year, you've utilized Chris Hubbard as kind of an extra tight end. He had to start against the Ravens because Marcus Gilbert was out, and so you put B.J. Finney into that role. I don't imagine you can just throw any offensive lineman in there. So what kind of skills do those guys have that, you know, make them good at that?
Well, we got a unique group, you know, and one of the unique things about the group is having a couple backup guys that – are very, very versatile, you know, not just within the O-line, but being able to play some tight end. You know, BJ, I don't know how many times he reported, but it was a lot. But, yeah, you know, it's not for everybody. Number one, you got to have smart guys. You know, both those guys are smart and understand, you know, that moving around, you know, requires different rules and different understanding of each and every play, run and pass. But, you know, it's very comforting to – like you said, for Hub to have to step in and start a tackle, and then you still got a guy that you can plug in there and do and play at a high level.
Either one of them started begging for the ball yet?
Hub a little more than Finney, but Finney was one of the first to say he was wide open on one of the passes.
Juju Smith-Schuster, how's he been progressing?
Very good. You know, we were excited about him coming out of training camp. You know, with his ability to play inside, be physical, add something to our run game, and he hadn't disappointed. You know, he hadn't been perfect by any means, but, you know, he's a big guy that is into blocking, which not all receivers, you don't always get that feel from him, but there's a high energy violence to his game, which even if he's wrong, I mean, he's doing it full speed and making guys aware that he's in there. So in the run game, you know, in a game like that, you know, he's a huge component of what we're trying to get done. But at the same time, you know, he's got a couple touchdowns now. He's making plays in the pass game. He had a couple big, really three big third down conversions in the game for us.
Youngest guy in the league. You know, you look at him, I mean, he can't even be physically mature as some of the guys he's going against. He's not even 21 yet. How does he – I mean, does he act as young as he actually is?
Well, he's an energy bringer. You know, I was just talking to Darius Hayward-Bey out on the field because he's full-time energy, which you love, you know, whether it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a Wednesday after a win, a Wednesday after the loss. You know, he's going to be bringing energy, which the building requires. But at the same time, I've said he's kind of like the Jordan Spieth of the NFL. You know, you hear that Jordan Spieth winning majors and everything, and you listen to him and you think he's 30-something years old, but he's just a kid. And much like Juju, you know, he's even though he's a high-energy guy, you know, he's much more mature from a football standpoint, you know, which, you know, we love.
Jacksonville, this Sunday's opponent, they come into the game with the number one in the league, number one pass defense, but the last number 32 run defense. What does that tell you about their style of play?
Well, I think, you know, that run is a little inflated because, you know, I think the Jets probably had 200 yards on three plays, you know, which, you know, they all count. But, you know, they're stingy. They've just given up some big plays in the run game. But I would think, you know, that's something that they're working on. They're a good defense, a good young defense that's got a lot of high pedigree players. You know, and it starts up front with him, you know, with a guy that I'm familiar with in Calais Campbell that I was in Arizona when we drafted him, and he's still playing at a high level, you know, but it starts with those guys up front. I mean, they're a potentially very disruptive group. I mean, 18 sacks in four games or something like that. I mean, You know, you got to stay ahead of the chains against this group.
In terms of their pass rush, do they pretty much line up their guys same spots all the time, or they move them around a lot?
No, they move Calais, you know, by rule. You know, he plays an elephant end type position, so you'll see him move around a bunch being on the tight end, but very versatile guy. But you know, like I said, they got high pedigree guys, and I'm not going to pronounce 91's name, so I'll get it wrong. But 91, a disruptive edge pass rusher that looks like he's got a chance to be really good. Malik Jackson came over from Denver, and you got Dante Fowler, who's a high pedigree guy, you know, that's not even starting, but stepping in a supporting role. So, you know, they're bringing it each and every play, and obviously they can – they can turn it into a bad day if you're not careful.
In the offseason, they spent a lot of money in free agency on cornerback A.J. Bouye. Do they match him up? How do they use him?
We've seen a little different in each game. He matched up a little bit in the Houston game against Hopkins, but he having come from Houston, I don't know, you know, if that was a special deal or not, but they're capable corners. Obviously, Ramsey and him – you know, we're high pedigree guys that no matter where they are, they're going to make it tough on you to get open. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
Good luck Sunday.
Thank you.